The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Pet peeves on the road. We asked people here in News Talk Towers what bad habits drive them crazy.
One of my biggest pet peeves is when I'm approaching a green light and there's a car in front of me and the light is green, but I see their brake lights going on. Keep driving. I want to make this light. And similarly, if I'm sitting at a red light and you're in front of me and the light turns green, you better actually move your car and go, because there is nothing worse than those cars taking their time and then I miss the light again.
Tailgaters drive me insane. It's aggressive driving. It's totally unnecessary. It's not going to make me speed up. It'll make me slow down into the back of you. It's really annoying. They always target learner drivers or they target young people. Don't take your day out on me because you've had an argument with your wife.
My ultimate pet peeve is when a motorist, somebody drives right up behind you and starts flashing their lights, constantly flashing their lights because they either want to overtake you or they think you're going too slow or they want you to move in to the hard shoulder or to get out of their bloody way so they can get past you. So when people drive up behind me and start flashing their lights, it absolutely antagonises me.
Horn etiquette, that's one that absolutely drives me mad. There's a way to go about it. A simple beep, short beep if you've missed the lights, rather than prolonged handhelds on the horn. That absolutely drives me mad.
The main one that annoys me is indicators. Indicators are there because you're going to indicate to the person behind you what you're going to do. Do not slow down and then indicate.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sue Murphy there, I believe, with that last little gripe. Hard to argue with it. I mean, you know, indicate, then slow down. Wasn't that what they taught us to do in the driving test when we sat it? Those of us who sat it all those years ago. Anyway, Megan Scully is with me, the multimedia presenter and producer. Megan, what are the things that annoy you on the road?
You know what? You might have to clear the entire show because there's quite a lot of them.
All right, okay. Claire, producer, have you heard that? Cancel everything between now and seven. Megan has the platform.
No, I have to say some of them were mentioned there in some way, shape or form. But for me, it has to be phone use of drivers. I can see them. I'm like driving beside them or driving past them, or I can see them coming against me. And their phone is like held down really low. And I can see that their eyes are way down looking and they're still driving ahead. But also on that, pedestrians on their phones, because when I'm a driver, I can see, I know that that person is going to walk out in front of me. And then it's like they take the step first, looking at their phone, and then they look at the road, and it's like the kind of indicator and slowing down. And I'm going, come on, like, if I was alert here, I would have hit you. So that's a big one for me. Another one would have to be, which was mentioned about the traffic lights. Amber means slow down for red, but see, some people here in Ireland and quite a lot of drivers, I think that amber means speed up and get through. And the amount of people I see breaking red lights, it's just scandalous. I'm like, can you not sit for just a few more minutes? How can it make that much difference to your day?
Do you think that some of that behaviour has gotten worse post-COVID? Because that's often something that people say.
Absolutely. I actually had this conversation with someone from the RSA about driver behaviour. And I actually do think a lot of people maybe kind of got, I guess, from not being on the road every day, start to pick up maybe bad habits or almost forget the rules of the road. And it's like that the roads now are so, so busy, but so many people. And I think as well, maybe working from home, I think more people are working from home. So they're not maybe as aware when they get out on the road and maybe not as sharp as they would have been when they're on the road every single day. So I do think in some senses, practice makes perfect. The more you're on the road, the more vigilant you are of what's happening. And so I think, you know, that can also add up as well. And also these days, everyone just seems to be in a constant rush all the time.
Indicate before you turn, not as you turn, says one of our listeners on 087 1400 106. And Pat says, my pet hate while driving is when people stop at a roundabout when there's no other traffic. There's no stop sign on a roundabout, points out Pat. You're right, Pat. It is simply, actually, that kind of brings me to one of my pet hates. And it seems a bit churlish because the person I know is trying to be helpful. But when people stop at a roundabout and give right of way to the person who doesn't have right of way, you know, they look to the person to their left and they try and kind of usher them out like they're being helpful. The whole point of the roundabout is that there's no need to do that. It's not like an old-fashioned T-junction. Just keep going. The whole thing breaks down and somebody ends up getting rear-ended by your admittedly, you know, an act of kindness. But it's anyway, it just kind of, it drives me absolutely wrong. And I have been known to beep at people when they display this act of kindness. So Eugene Drennan is with me, a former president and a spokesperson for the Irish Road Haulage Association. Eugene, you spent many, many hours doing many, many miles in Irish roads. What drives you mad?
I'm glad you got back from Wexford, Kieran, may I say, safely. The indicators on roundabouts would be a big one, because for us, bigger vehicles of any sort, if we have to come to a full stop, it takes such a time to build up. if it's a busy roundabout, we're about to go and somebody else comes up on you and you have to stop again, and even the thrust and the burn of diesel and carbon in taking off. So it's a floating, as somebody indicated there, it's a yield right of way coming out of roundabouts. It's a slowdown, not a full stop, if people indicate correctly.
So it's indication.
It's indication, yeah, adequate indication. A long, long time ago, I didn't have to do a test. I'm pre-test licensee, but there was a rule of thumb of MSN, mirror, signal, maneuver, and do them carefully. And I'd be very much in agreement with Megan, the COVID syndrome of thinking. Cyclists and pedestrians have got careless about their own safety. And they've taken on a feeling, I think, of, well, they're not supposed to hit me and they shouldn't hit me. If they do, they're in the wrong. But they haven't taken on the shared partnership of the road and their own safety. And it's very dangerous. They should. And, of course, the other one that's a big one with me is the second car stuck up the one in front. And in rural or regional roads, they're not giving any chance to people to overtake safely in small gaps. They don't have any intention of overtaking themselves, but to block the system and have a tailback, and it leads to unsafe practice.
Yeah, well, actually, the kind of driving up behind people actually is a real pet peeve of lots. We heard Andrea Gilligan in that little montage at the start suggesting it's what really annoys her. It really annoys me on a kind of a small and twisty country road when someone drives up your backside, because what are they expecting? I mean, there's nowhere for you to go, or when there's people also in front of you, you know, they are determining the speed at which you drive, so there's nothing you can do about it, and yet they're kind of mounted up your backside. A lack of or misuse of indicators on roundabouts. God, there's a real theme emerging. Indicators seem to be a big one for people. Kathy says, a shout out to all the incompetent middle lane drivers who don't know how to drive on a motorway. God, she's right there, Eugene, isn't she? There's an awful lot of people who kind of are chugging along nice and slow in the middle lane of the Naisteel carriageway, all three lanes of it.
Yes, yes. And, of course, in the past, we used to blame the Italians for no indicators and blowing the horn constantly. But we've got very negligent on those points. And they're simple, just simple things that should be, you should brush up or check on yourself, on your level of concentration and your own driving, whether it be slow or fast, that you're doing, you know, safely, and you're able to do at the speed that you're able to drive capably at the speed you're traveling at.
It's interesting, though, you mentioned, say, you would have got your license pre-test era,
yes.
So it was handed out. I mean, it's a long time since I got mine. It's over 20 years, and mirror, signal, manoeuvre was still taught then. But that's it. Like, I'd be driving, you know, fingers crossed, for an awful long time more, and I'll never have to sit a test again. I mean, is there an argument that there's some sort of continuous assessment? You know, not every year, not every 5 years. It can't be onerous, but that at some stage you've got to kind of remind people what to do.
Well, I think there's a bigger onus on a revision as to how the test has worked, how well it's done, what is the result. Because back in that era of not able to do the test, but people didn't have the accidents because the value of the car to them and the value of the car and the cost, and people unable to get cars, were so vital that they were very careful. And having the test all the years, the statistics are the visionary of how the standard that's written is not visible on the road. It's of a standard of mediocrity still, as it was before the test came in. And to that level, what is there is the use of more education, the use of the, I'm missing the word, you know, where you, the simulators in the gap year at school. So the kids are aware of accidents, of concentration, of forward thinking, of proactive approach, and that also that they're made aware of how the etiquette is on motorway, because that's not included in the test. Night driving is not included in the test. Bad weather driving is not included in the test. As long as you go slowly through a town, can do a 3-point turn, answer some questions on the rules of the road, you're licensed to go out and drive on the road. It's a little bit too simple for the movement and the volumes of today.
Gavin says, indicators definitely viewed as an optional extra in this country. Called tailgating was what it is, says somebody else. It's aggression and it is bullying. Somebody here says people joining the road and then driving slowly, half on the hard shoulder and half on the road. Just join in quickly if you can, or wait where you are. And Jerry says indicators being used incorrectly. People who indicate left on the roundabouts when going straight, people who brake then indicate, and most of all, those who don't use them at all. If I had a car like James Bond, I'd be reloading it with rockets hourly, says an aggravated Jerry. Megan, what do you think is the solution to all of this? I mean, is it a better initial test? Is it some sort of continuous assessment? Is it campaigns?
You know, I think you touched on quite a lot of it there. Education is obviously one of the most important aspects of road safety. But again, as you said, you can get a license when you're 17 and never sit a test or have to do a theory test ever again. I think every couple of years, or maybe even every decade, that everyone should have to redo the theory test, at least, even if you do it from the comfort of your own home. Because, you know, a lot of stuff we've mentioned here, it is a basic rule of the road that we seem to have forgotten. And I think we need to get everyone back to basics. Re-education as well is hugely important. And, you know, there are campaigns going out there as well, but I think we just need to ramp up everything across the board and get people to kind of take responsibility in the road, because nobody seems to care anymore. Most people just seem to get out there and just want to get to the next destination as fast as they possibly can. I just think it's an emphasis on the education, but also re-education.
One listener says, definitely drivers who brake approaching green light, drivers stopping at a roundabout when nothing coming from the right, not keeping up with a line of traffic as it pulls away from the lights, not being able to overtake anything, not leaving a gap between you and the thing you are not going to overtake, thus allowing others to overtake you, and then the thing in front of you, this is a long list, not parking your car after filling up and blocking the petrol pump while you get a coffee and go for a pee and buy a burger, fill up and then park. They say, I could go on high blood pressure from a suffering ex-cop from Glasgow. That is just one of the listeners getting in touch, and plenty more besides. But yeah, indicators really emerging as one of the chief complaints of people on the text line. Megan Scully is a multimedia presenter and producer. Eugene Drennan is a former president and now spokesperson of the Irish Road Haulage Association.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.